I'll be sharing with you about types of miracles. Somebody said types of miracles. Now, a miracle, it is something that happens beyond the comprehension of nature. This we call it a miracle. It is something beyond our own understanding. But let me warn you, it does not mean because you are in this ministry, then it means you believe in miracles. You can actually think you believe in miracles while you do not believe in miracles. The disciples of Jesus were with Jesus every single day. Yet the scripture tells us that when the wind was blowing, when the storm was hitting the boat, Jesus rebuked them of not believing. Hello? Come on, hello? Hello? Jesus rebuked his own disciples of not believing. Yet they were with him. They were walking with him. And they thought they were believing. And Jesus rebuked them of not believing. In Mark chapter 9, when they tried to cast out a demon and the demon could not come out, Jesus rebuked them of not believing. So if you are praying for something and you think it's not happening, you think it's not happening, Jesus will rebuke you for not believing. Because the apostles came to Jesus and they said, what went wrong? We did everything right. So faith can be rebuked. Raise your hand and say, oh Lord,
oh Lord,
I believe.
Help me to believe more.
So you can be in a prophetic ministry, yet you are thinking you believe and yet you are not believing. Let me show you something that is very important. Miracles are not the same. Now, it depends when you understand what I'm trying to talk to you right now. If you do not understand this word, then you end up praying in a wrong way for a miracle. If you see in the scriptures, we have what we call creative miracles. You can create a miracle. This type of miracles, these are miracles which did not exist, and you make it appear. Are you here? Say creative miracles. Now, we saw this before. Now we gave an example. The fig tree,
Ntengo,
which was not producing, Jesus said, no one will eat from you. He created that miracle. It was a normal tree, but it dried at his word. There are things we create. I gave you an example of a job opportunity. A person is believing God for a job. and there is no vacancy in that company.
Ndepa libe so vacancy mwe ya tuluka pa company meneo.
A person can make a statement.
Utakuyankula choyankula iweyo.
That within this year.
Kuti kuchoka mchaka ichichi.
I will start working in that company.
Inendi amba kugira nchito mu company meneo.
And indeed.
Ndipo ntheradi.
A month later.
Mwezi mwela matokolo.
A vacancy can be created.
Mai utakubezeka wa iweyo.
And you can be employed.
Iweyo utakulebeza.
That miracle.
Choziso chimeneo.
You created it.
Umachirenga.
Kamarima ndefrehede kabas. Imagine you are a poor man and you create it. You say by the end of next year I will be a billionaire. And after a few weeks doors begin to open for you. You created what you are. Such type of miracles are known as created or creative miracles. Are you here? You may actually be born with a certain situation. But we can create it. That situation must disappear. Can we create something? Can we create something? So in this type of miracles, miracles happen by what a person has spoken. A very good example. It is what God spoke to
Ezekiel.
He said, can these bones live? Ezekiel said, I don't know. So God said, speak to the bones. So when he spoke to the bones, the bones came alive. That miracle was created. Tell your neighbor, we can create something right now.
We can create something right now.
Now, created miracles or creative miracles, they are only created when a person speaks a word in faith. According to Mark 11:23, the Bible says such type of miracles, the Bible says you shall have whatsoever you shall say. So in these miracles we have or we become whatsoever we say. We create them. Tell your neighbor we are creating miracles.
We are creating miracles.
And according to the scripture, the Bible says in the same verse of 23 of Mark 11, the Bible says, however, you shall not doubt in your heart, but believe that whatsoever you say shall happen, you shall have whatsoever you shall say. So this type of miracles happen on what you said. I want you to say something right now. Say from now.
From now,
every delay in my life,
every delay in my life
has been cancelled.
Has been cancelled.
I speak a miracle.
I speak a miracle.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now, so this type of miracles, you create them. It is not there, but you create it. There is someone now. I believe God one day he will change my life.
No.
Create your miracle. Speak to your tree. Dry up. And it will dry up. Speak to your situation. Disappear. It will disappear. Speak to your money. Appear. Your money will appear. Speak to opportunities. Come forth. It will come. Receive in the name of Jesus. Creative miracles. We don't wait on God. We create them. Jesus didn't say,
yes, son, and
you shall ask the Father, you shall have what you shall say. He said, you will have what you shall say. Not you will have what you ask the Father. Creative
Choziswa chochita kuchirenga weka.
And number two, we looked at predicted miracles or predictive miracles. Tell your neighbor, predictive miracles.
Predictive miracles.
These miracles, we can actually predict them how they will happen. We can actually create how something is going to happen. Jesus,
yes,
when he met Peter, Peter said, I do not have money to pay the taxes. Jesus said, you shall move from here. You go to the lake. And there you catch a fish. And from the mouth of the fish, you will find money. And when you find money, go and pay your bills. It was a prediction. I can actually predict how your life is going to be, how you will receive your miracle. I can predict it. Can I predict it? Can I prophesy it? You shall move from here as you shall go home. Every door that was closed shall open. Sit down. Wait. I want to speak even more. There was a man who was a son of a prophet, and he died. His wife went to Elisha and he said, the creditors, they want to take my children because we do not have money. Elisha predicted a miracle. He said, you shall move from here. You go in your house. You will take the oil and you borrow everything. And you shall begin to pour the oil. And when they are full, go and sell. Pay all your bills. It was a predicted miracle. It was said how it will happen. I can predict what's going to happen and how it's to happen. A very good example. Who was that? The one I predicted about his wedding in Zimbabwe. It doesn't mean Zimbabwe, right? I said how he will meet the husband. We can predict how you will meet your husband. You will meet him at a shop. He will be wearing a yellow t-shirt. And he will be passing like this. And he will be moving from this direction. Greet him. Major! So predicted miracles.
Predicted miracles.
Can I predict something? Can I prophesy?
Prophesy major.
That one who was called poor shall be called rich. I'm telling you now what's going to happen. So predictive, we speak them. So what's the difference between predicted miracles and creative miracles? Creative miracles happen because we say them. And we say without doubt. We speak with all the faith. And if you want to create a miracle, never change what you are saying. If you are saying my child is healed, keep on saying it. Are you here? And you don't doubt. Well, prophesied miracles or predicted miracles, you do not just use faith. You are moved by the Spirit. The Bible says this, the Lord said, prophesy to the bones. Somebody say, I prophesy.
I prophesy.
To my situation.
To my situation.
There will be a testimony.
There will be a testimony.
We are prophesying how things must be and how things will be. Are you here? Number three. We spoke of suspended miracles. Suspended miracles are miracles that are against nature. Are you here? A good example. I told you about time.
Nakuzani zantawi.
There are things that are supposed to happen in 20 years. But we can actually redeem and make it happen now. Suspend. We can suspend the time. Am I talking to somebody right here? Those are suspended. We can suspend time. We can suspend distance. Gravity, anything can be suspended. It doesn't matter in these miracles. What the doctor said in your life, it can be changed. Let me speak number 4. We have what we call, are you ready? Timely miracles. These miracles, they are supposed to happen, because if they will not happen, the person will be in trouble. These miracles are different from others. These ones are known as urgent miracles. You need something to happen now. In these miracles, we don't say God's time is the best. These miracles, we say my time is the best. You're not getting it. Now, let's continue. So, how can these miracles happen? And how can they fail? Tell your neighbor, are you here? What is your neighbor saying? Ask your neighbor that, are you having anything urgent that you want God to do for you? Urgently, do you have anything urgently? Ask them, do you have anything urgently? This type of miracles, we don't wait. Imagine this, that you're about to die. And you're saying, oh, God's time is the best. Am I talking to somebody here? Hello? Hello? Tell your neighbor,
that was in a neighbor,
your miracle is going to happen now. Timely miracles are known as providential miracles. Am I talking to somebody here? Let me tell you. Let me tell you something. Oh, before I tell you, let's open the scripture quickly because of time.
Malemba, chifukwa cha nthawi.
We're going to read
tiwerenga
in a book.
Kuchokera mbuku.
Let's start with Genesis 21.
Genesis 21.
From verse 16 to 19.
Kuchoka pa verse 16 paka 19.
Then she went and sat down across from him at a distance of about a bow shot. For she said to herself, let me not see the death of the boy. So she sat opposite him and lifted her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the lad. Then the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said to her, "What ails you, Hagar? Fear not, for God has heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad and hold him with your hand, for I will make him a great nation." Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the skin with water and gave the lad a drink.
Now, the story that is here, it is a story of Hagar.
Yeah, Hagar.
Now, Hagar had a child.
Hagar, nali ni mwana.
And the scripture says the child was almost dying because she was in the wilderness and there was no water. And it was at this stage she realized she needed a miracle or else the child was dying. And from the scripture what you read, God gives a prophetic instruction because she took the child and left the child under a tree. And she went to sit somewhere. And she said, "I don't want to see my child's death." And God said, "Go and pick the child. And I'll do a miracle." When she went to pick the child, the Bible says God opened her eyes. And she saw the well. In other words, there are two things here that are very important. Number one, there was a prophetic instruction. Pick the abandoned child. Sometimes you can abandon your business. God can say, pick it. Sometimes you can abandon something, thinking it will not work. God may say, hold it. I want to show you a miracle. Hold your child. I want to show you the world. There are certain things. Do not ignore them. No matter how they have failed, God wants to show you the well. Somebody raise up a hand and say, "In the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I receive my timely miracle." Listen to this. And I want you to hear this very well. It's not everything God says throw away. Certain things God says, hold them in your hands. Now we find Moses at a predicament where he does not know what to do with the people of Israel.
They
are soldiers coming from behind. There is a sea ahead of him. If nothing will be done, they are finishing. What did God say? What is in your hand? He said a stick. God said raise it up. When he raised up it, a way was made. Timely. There is somebody here who's watching me and somebody's in this building. If nothing will be done, there will be big trouble. I came here to prophesy. I came here to tell you a timely miracle is going to happen. A timely miracle is going to happen. At the moment when you are about to go down, God will lift you up. At the time when you're about to give up, God will surprise you. Somebody say, "Surprise me, O Lord."
Surprise me, O Lord.
Major. Sit down. In this type of a miracle, If you do not do what God is telling you, you finish there. It is a miracle that goes along with prophetic instruction. You need to carefully listen to the Spirit of God. Moses was told not to pray. Moses wasn't taught to fast. He was taught to raise up his hand. When he raised up his hand, a way was made. Am I talking to somebody here? Hannah in the Bible. She did not just pray. When she gave her child who was not yet born, that when this child will be born, will be used in your temple, her womb opened. Some of you, the day you will say, if I become a millionaire, my millions will be used in the church, God will open your finances. Sometimes it is just simple things that you just have to say, or you just have to do. Tell your neighbor, I need a miracle now. So in these miracles, you have to be very careful. If you have a neighbor next to you, tell that neighbor again, say you need a miracle now.